Another day, another trope. Written and recorded by Litra. A Batman All Media Types fanfic with no pairing, rated Jen. Initial tags include body swaps. Summary. In which the Bat family are body swapped. Steph looked around the Batcave. On the surface, it was an ordinary evening. Too early for patrol, but late enough that people had wandered in to get ready. This is so weird. Beside Steph, Cass didn't even bother to shrug a shoulder like she had the first dozen times Steph said it. Steph picked up a biscuit from the Alfred-provided plate between them and nibbled on it, surveying the room. A picture of Black Mask was in one corner of the screen, while various documents scattered the rest of the space. He was leaning forward and squinting enough that Steph knew he'd be complaining of a neck ache later. Dick was doing a simple routine on the parallel bars. Just handstands and single flips, things that all of them could do in their sleep. Jason was over by the cars, half under one of them, with tools laid out around him and headphones firmly in place. Even Damien was present, working with Ace in one corner of the training mats. It looked like he was teaching the dog a new trick. Suddenly, all at once, and completely in sync, the four Robins, and former Robins, stiffened. Steph glanced at Cass. Cass's eyes flicked over the four figures. Her hand came up, hesitated, and then she nodded to herself. Damien, Dick, Tim, Jason. Cass said, pointing first to Tim, then to Jason, then to Dick, then Damien. On the parallel bars, Dick's body cursed, wobbled, and stuck out a hand to keep balance. Jason's body rolled out from under the car and pulled out his headphones. "Your taste in music is atrocious, Todd," Jason's body said in Damien's upper crust accent. "Screw you, demon brat," Dick's body responded, lowering himself from the bars. Tim and Dick were apparently staying out of it. Tim's body stood and stepped aside so Damien's body could slouch into the chair and adjust the seat. Dick, in Tim's body, rolled his neck as he passed his own body on the way to the parallel bars. Steph bit her lip. Cass had been right. Again. It wasn't that Steph hadn't been through things like this before. She was a superhero. She was Batgirl. She had fought plenty of A-list bad guys, even if Gotham tended towards the crazy scientist type rather than the alien or magic type. Switching bodies wasn't even that unheard of. They were mostly lucky that they were switching with each other rather than some stranger or worse, a villain. The random interval switching was a bit odd, but nothing that they couldn't handle. Soon, Bruce would be back with Zatanna, and everyone would be back where they belonged. Below her, Dick's body shouldered past Jason's body and snatched up Jason's headphones. So far, Steph hadn't had too much trouble telling them apart. The way Jason and Damien talked was distinctive enough, and Dick acted like himself no matter what body he was in. It was just... No one is panicking or freaking out or having a mental crisis or anything. Steph threw up her hands and tipped back her chair so she was balanced on two legs. When Babs filled me in, I expected drama, heartache, touching and tearful revelations. This is just... She flapped her hand at her adopted brothers and slumped back to the ground. Normal? Cass offered. Yes! Steph sighed. There aren't even any sexy shenanigans! The magical doodad that caused all this sat looking harmless on a table near Tim. Steph glanced at it on general principle. The Robins stiffened again. Steph looked at Cass. Dick, Jason, Damien. Cass provided. Tim was back in his own body then. He did a somersault off the balance beam that Dick had been on, landed on one knee, and then slumped to the ground on his back. Cass expected him to say something about how Dick was making this harder than it needed to be. By now, all of them had switched into a body that was in the middle of some kind of acrobatic. Instead, Tim held up a hand and pointed at the ceiling. They're getting closer together. Jason looked up from the computer, spinning around in the chair. He was in Damien's body, but the casual way he crossed his legs and tilted his head was all Hood. I think you're right. Doesn't that mean it'll time out soon? Might be able to patrol tonight after all. The other two made sounds of agreement. Steph sighed and stood up. Tim was probably right, which meant she needed to get suited up and over to the clock tower for her own patrol. So much for a night off. Beside her, Cass stood and followed, hands deep in the pockets of her hoodie. They headed down towards the cars. As Steph was passing the computer, Jason, still in Damien's body and still spinning in the computer chair, stiffened. A chill went up Steph's spine. The world tilted. It felt like she was standing next to a huge bass speaker, feeling the sound resonate through her whole body. Then, a moment later, the sound turned off again, and she was standing a step and a half behind herself. Her eyeline had dropped a bit, and her center of balance was slightly lower, balanced differently. Steph's own body raised a hand, hesitated, then started pointing. Dick, Tim, Jason, Damien. All her brothers were back in their own bodies. That was good, right? Then Cass went on. Steph, me, she said, pointing at Steph, then at herself. Someone in the background laughed. Steph blinked. She looked down at her hands. Sure enough, she was wearing the shirt Cass had been in. Other than that, it didn't feel too off. A bit strange, but nothing worse than patrolling with a cold or going without sleep so she could cram an extra bit of studying in. A grin slowly spread over her face. Now that's more like it! Hey, we didn't touch the doodad. You're all witnesses. This happened all on its own. Steph was getting weird looks. She didn't care. Come on, Cass, I want to see what the distance for this is. She grabbed her own wrist. A fission of energy tingled under her palm. Cass smiled with one side of her mouth and followed along. The end. Reader's note. This was recorded for Voice Team Mystery Box 2024 for the Do the Weird Stuff Challenge. So I'm recording in my bathtub, which also means I have the light off, since if I turned on the light, that would also turn on the bathroom fan, and that would make it utterly impossible to record. I'm pretty sure you can hear the heater in the background, though. Sorry about that. Bye!